And I'm Brooke Allen. You're listening to 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. And it has been a little over a month since we reported that Michigan is processing the first applications for medical marijuana licenses. So we've wanted to check on the process. So joining me this morning is the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation Director, Andrew Brisbo. And good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming back.
Sure, no problem.
So when we last spoke to you in December, the deadlines were approaching, and you were telling me a lot has happened since. So tell me, what's been happening?
Correct. So December 15th, we started taking applications. It was a little slower going than we thought in terms of the number of applicants, but we're up close to about 200 applicants now who have applied for the pre-qualification step. So we're conducting the background investigations on those individuals and entities to start determining their qualifications for licensure.
So background checks, and these are from all over the state of Michigan, correct?
Correct. We anticipate these applicants will probably, in most cases, apply for a number of different licenses, maybe in one location, maybe all over the state. But once they complete that pre-qualification step, we've determined that they're eligible for licensure and they can apply for any type of license that they might want.
So a little bit of the, tell me a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes with you, staffing, and have you had to hire more staff than what you expected, or has it been pretty stable?
I think we had a good staffing plan going into it, so we have enough people. We brought a lot of those folks on board in November and December to get them trained in our processes, and they're the ones that are starting to review these applications. But frankly, we weren't certain what applications were going to look like. Our application is about 48 pages. It includes a lot of other documentation, financial documents, and we have to do a full criminal history report on every person that's involved with the facility, who's an owner or an investor. So a lot of the documents, we weren't sure what they were going to look like, so a lot of it's been organizing things and sorting it so that we can distill the information down, determine what we're looking at, and get this information to our board, who ultimately makes a determination on issuing licenses.
So how long does this whole process take just to review this first part of the application?
Well, so far we've been working on some of them since December. We hope to have them in front of the board in March or April at the meeting. But there's a lot of information to look at. The background investigation takes a while for those results to come back. The applicants have to go through a fingerprint process to get those results back on their criminal history.
So have they already gone through the background or the fingerprint? Has that already
been
done?
Some of them. We have to send them a notice to let them know they need to go get the fingerprints done, but we have sent those notices to several people, yeah.
Oh, okay. So there is a deadline, another deadline approaching. December 15th was the first one. You guys like the 15th, don't you? Because tomorrow is the 15th, and another application deadline is approaching. So coming up at 8:43, we'll discuss that. So that, huge. I mean, and you said 200 applications have been submitted.
Correct, about 200, yes.
Okay, thanks. And good morning. I'm Brooke Allen, and we have been talking to Andrew Brisbo. He is the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation Director. And when we last spoke, it was about the first deadline, which was December 15th. And there is another deadline looming actually tomorrow. So tell me what that deadline is tomorrow.
So facilities that are already operating in a municipality with some form of an authorizing ordinance need to apply for their state license by tomorrow in order for their continued operation not to impede their ability to get a state license.
And how many applications are you processing?
So we've received about 200 of the pre-qualification background investigation applications. I don't know off the top of my head how many of those are existing operators, but we know in some of the bigger municipalities, there's been some back and forth on the authorizing ordinances and gaining municipal approval. So we anticipate getting quite a few applications today and tomorrow.
So can you tell from those applications what kind of businesses you're seeing the most of, like provisioning centers or growers or secure transports? Is that already said on those?
No, in most cases, when they submit their application, they're just completing the first part where they're going through the background investigation, and there's no requirement at that phase to tell us what type of license they're going to pursue. We do have a number of step two applications, the facility license applications, but not enough probably to make a determination on what the landscape's going to look like ultimately.
So really, and they don't even have to name the location yet either, right?
Correct. The background investigation application is more about the people involved in the entity and ensuring we have all the information on their background so that we can conduct a thorough investigation to determine their eligibility.
So have any licenses or applications been rejected?
No, we haven't made any decisions on applications yet. The ones we've received, if there are deficiencies, we do notify them of the deficiencies, and they have an opportunity to correct those. But the ultimate decision on approval or denial and moving forward will happen at the public meeting in front of the board.
So it's kind of like applying for a mortgage.
It's a labor-intensive process. The statute definitely puts the onus on us to be thorough when we're vetting these applicants. So we're taking that seriously and making sure that we have all the information we need and we're using all resources available to ensure that they meet these statutory qualifications.
And you did say the application is, what, 48 pages?
Correct.
And you can go back and forth with them, as many times as needed?
Well, we want to give people the opportunity to correct any deficiencies. There's a lot of information that's required, and the additional documentation we've asked for in terms of financial documents and so forth, what we need to make a decision may vary depending on the applicant. So it's not entirely unexpected that we may need to ask them for some more information. When an entity applies, the entity's application is 48 pages, but all investors and owners and persons with managerial responsibilities have their own supplemental application to fill out, which is almost as long. So we need to collect all that information on all these folks. So we have some applications, depending on the complexity of the business structure, that are thousands of pages.
So has everyone been cooperative in this process?
I think those folks who are applying, they want to get a license, so
right.
They're interested in trying to do it correctly. A lot of folks, either the applicant or their representatives, are calling or emailing to ask questions because they want to make sure they're providing the right information. When you're conducting a background investigation, though, often you don't necessarily know what you need until you start the process of evaluating the applicant, and then we can ask them for more information. But we're getting very good applications. It just takes time to review all the information.
So Attorney General Jeff Sessions has directed the U.S. Justice Department federal prosecutors to enforce marijuana laws. So will that change anything here in Michigan?
Well, from our perspective, we have to implement the state law, and the state law allows for these types of facilities and charges our agency and our board with reviewing the application. So we're proceeding as we intended.
And once you start issuing the first licenses, which will be in March?
We hope to have some applications on the board's agenda in March, yes.
Okay. So then will you start shutting down businesses operating without state licenses?
Our role is to regulate the licensed facility. So law enforcement really is in charge of handling any sort of unlicensed activity.
So then who's going to work hand in hand with that process?
So the statute gives some authority to the Michigan State Police, and we're working with them in terms of the regulation of the facilities. Operating an unlicensed facility could be handled by MSP, could be handled by local police, local prosecutors, or the Attorney General's office. So anyone that's operating that doesn't have the approval of the state could be subject to any sort of law enforcement action as violating, more importantly, the 2008 Act than the 2016 Act.
So, I mean, there are a lot of people involved in this and a lot of teamwork that has to go into this whole process.
Correct. I mean, this regulating a new industry takes a lot of collaboration. And in particular, the way this law is laid out, there is a local component, there's a state-level component, there are multiple agencies involved. And with the way the industry operates and the supply chain that's outlined in the Act, the expertise that's needed in order to regulate a grow operation versus a processing operation versus a transportation operation, if you will, those all take different skills and different level of understanding in terms of their role. So this is a complex industry to regulate, and we've been working wherever possible with our partners in state government, trying to work with the local units of government as well to help them where they needed it, and trying to rely on partners in other states that have been through this so that we're not reinventing the wheel at every stage.
So you have consulted with maybe law enforcement or other people in Colorado or Washington?
Correct. Colorado, Washington, California, any other state that has
right.
a program. Yeah.
Just to say, okay, so the deadline is tomorrow. And tell me what people need to do if they are just now saying, okay, we have to get this done. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
So if they're only if they're operating an existing facility,
okay.
those are the only folks who this deadline applies to. They need to make sure they have their attestation from the municipal clerk that authorizes their operation wherever they're located, and that they submit their completed application for at least that step one application, that pre-qualification background check. That has to be to us by tomorrow.
Okay, and that is done in person?
They can bring it to us in person at our office in downtown Lansing, or they can apply online as well.
Okay. So what time's your office closed tomorrow?
We're open until 5 o'clock, okay. And then they can apply online up until midnight.
Okay. And then once that's done, it's done?
Well, and if they're operating a facility and they haven't submitted that application, they really shouldn't be operating that facility, or they're going to risk being denied a license should they choose to apply.
Okay. All right. So I think that we'll probably be talking to you again. When do you think would be a good time?
Well, this continues to evolve. As I said, we hope to get some applications on the agenda soon and start issuing some licenses. So that will actually allow this regulated market to start to operate from all facets and you know, give patients access to their medical marijuana through these retail facilities. Now, it's important that people interested in the process, they can check our website. We've been issuing advisory bulletins and clarifying technical bulletins where necessary to ensure that what we expect from people is clear to them. And we're always available. They can ask questions. We have public meetings where they can come give us their feedback, and we're ready to go.